Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Brian Feminella on the line, and he's founder and CEO over at Sound Mind Solutions. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thank you very much for inviting me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. So I'm excited to get today's topic. So I know you're developing an app around music therapy and game-based rehabilitation. So I'm pumped to get into this. I think it's a unique topic, number one. But number two, I think you do a lot of good with this type of app. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, tell us a bit more overall about what you're doing over at Sound Mind Solutions, please.
Of course. So, you know, I had this idea, you know, when I joined the military at 17 years old. I left high school a little bit early and went over to Fort Jackson, South Carolina, where my military career, you know, started and has blossomed ever since. And when I had the fortunate opportunity to go into the reserves and then go to school, the first thing I did was, you know, think about majoring in politics or, you know, cybersecurity. And I never really thought about this PTSD research. And when I went ahead and took a class that was a GE on music therapy, I thought nothing of it. It was a world music class. And for me, it was like, okay, I'm just going to, you know, take this class to get it over with. And from there, I developed a relationship with the professors and the mentors around PTSD and musicology and ethnomusicology all in its own sense. And for the past 2 years, we've been doing research on somatosonics, which is the relationship between sound and violence, as well as neuroplasticity and other neurofeedback mechanisms that really control the science behind PTSD. And, you know, after doing all of that research, I was fortunate enough in this December to say, okay, we have all this research, you know, we've spoken at a few different conferences on the East Coast, on the West Coast, in the Midwest. You know, let's do something with this research. Let's make a difference. So in December of 2019, I decided to found Sound Mind Solutions, which is now a tech-based company working to help individuals with PTSD-related trauma.
Man, that's a great story, and I love what you're doing. It makes a lot of sense. And neuroplasticity, Brian, one of my favorite words ever. It changed my life. I tell people that all the time. Once I knew that my brain could adapt and change, because I'm a little bit older than you, so when I was growing up, let me tell you, my day, Brian, we didn't have that. We had a bunch of things that said you inherit your genes, and that was it, and it never changes, and that's all you're getting, and you're done. And then I'm like, what? This neuroplasticity thing comes along, and I'm like, whoa, I can actually learn other habits and things regardless of my age. I'm like, that's amazing. So I love it. And I think what you're doing is great. I do want to spend some time on that app though and what you're developing. So tell us a little bit more about that, please.
Hey, first, age is just a number.
Well, it didn't used to be. Now it's just a number. It didn't used to be. It used to be like before people really knew or the thought process around neuroplasticity, it was a limitation. Now it's a little bit different. But let's talk about this app, Brian.
Of course. So the app we're currently working on revolves around music therapy, and we're using a machine-based software that's almost like machine learning. So pretty much it's going to allow the user to select, you know, certain auditory triggers that they may have in, you know, the regular workday or their life environment, and then this audio itself will translate into a playlist specific for that individual. And what I mean by playlist, I don't necessarily mean, you know, the next Taylor Swift album. I mean different ambient sounds, different binaural beats. We're definitely incorporating the binaural beats into, you know, our app itself. I actually did some work over at a medical virtual reality lab where we really tested the effectiveness of binaural beats, because what's unique about SoundMind, Adam, is that every feature of our app is being tested with research before we would ever include it in our app to make sure that we're following that mental health and that proper format for, you know, developing an app that is specifically tailored for people who have experienced trauma. And, you know, now it's also going to incorporate some memory games. You know, we're still fine-tuning the exact specificity of that, as well as mindfulness. We're currently working with an entire team of mindfulness, you know, really motivated students who are still in college but want to create and develop their own mindfulness sessions. And our director and chief of research, her name is Sonia Sony, and she's really passionate about making sure that the mindfulness and the meditation part of our app is more narrowly tailored and more individualized so that users have that unique experience that we feel is lacking in the PTSD, you know, technology stages so far in, you know, the current platform that we see.
That's amazing. I think that's awesome. And I see the, and I mean, I see the need for it. I love the fact that in your development, you're really taking a hard look at the science behind it and what like actually makes sense. So you're not just saying, I've heard this. Let's do this. Let's just throw this in. You know, not saying everybody does that, but it's not a marketing app. It's not there to just get people's data that need it. And then to sell, you know what I mean? Like there's some apps out there like that. We'll say it's a marketing app. They say they do one thing and what they're doing is grabbing your data. But this one, you're really doing all the research and all the things behind it to really try to affect lives. So I know you're still in the development stage, but I'm curious if you've gotten any feedback yet, or if you've tried it, or if other people are in beta, or give us a little bit of that, where it's at in the process.
Of course. So something special I'll share with you is not only are we working to create the SoundMind app, we're also taking on a new mobile application that is completely centered around artificial intelligence. And that's already in its beta form. It's going to be called Battle Buddy. And pretty much it's a personal wellness coach that's actual, almost like a virtual human on the mobile app that allows you to feel like you have that human interaction with a therapist, but it's more secret and on the phone so that you're not, you don't have to worry per se, especially as a soldier, about, you know, being afraid to talk about, you know, mental health. And breaking that stigma that many feel that revolves around mental health being weak, quote unquote. And another big thing is we've also been beta testing that app. And at the same time for our SoundMind app, we've been going through all of the research and working with different labs. We're currently working with USC's Institute for Creative Technologies. And we're also working with the neuroscience division at Notre Dame. So we're definitely taking the right steps in terms of really solidifying down our features. The beta version is not out yet. We hope the beta version of SoundMind will be out by the middle of the fall 2020, which is going to be very exciting. We're going to get users right on that. And I think another thing is, obviously, I would be, you know, remiss if I didn't note that we're in a challenging time. And COVID-19 has really taken the world by storm, and my team has recognized that. We're now not only targeting, you know, combat veterans and people in the Department of Defense, we're also going to be working with first responders, whether that be military or doctors or nurses. And the reason is because they've entered into an environment completely different from their regular workday. They're now working in what some have classified when they've spoken to us as a quote unquote domestic war scene, because there's just so much uncertainty and so much trauma that they experience themselves trying to help these people when a solution is not yet 100% solidified. So we're here to help with that as well. And I want to make everyone aware that we're here to adapt and grow and learn with the people who need us the most. We're listeners. We're not just, you know, put an app on the market and here it is. We're listening to you. We're listening to your story, and we want to help shape your future in the most positive way.
Man, that's amazing. I love it. So Brian, that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want more information on SoundMind Solutions to keep up with your projects, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and to follow along?
Absolutely. If you want to join our mission here at SoundMind, or you just want to get more information about what we're about, please visit us at www.soundmindsolutions.org, or you can reach out to me personally on LinkedIn. It's Brian A. Feminella, and I would be glad to speak to anybody about what we're doing and our progress moving forward as a company, especially a young company that has their ambitions high.
That's awesome. Well, Brian, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about all the great things you're doing over at Sound Mind Solutions. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of products and things that you got going on. And Brian, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks so much, Adam.